Olé, olé, it's go time!
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. The show will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Welcome to Dave's Disney View Podcast, provided on our own version of the information highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold onto the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking please. Thank you. Dave's Disney View is a look at the Walt Disney World Resort and sometimes beyond, as seen through the eyes of Dave, a frequent visitor, a one-time cast member, and an engineer who simply enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. Now, please keep your party together and put on your virtual mouse ears. And by all means, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome back to another Dave's Disney View podcast. As most of you know, I am really a fan of Walt Disney World. I'm a regular visitor of Walt Disney World. I actually went to Disneyland for the last time. I was 4 years old, so it was quite a while ago. I'm not going to give away too much information, but it was a long time ago. But I didn't want to leave out Disneyland from the discussion. We've been talking a lot about Walt Disney World and some of the ins and outs of that. So I thought I'd bring in somebody who's, well, maybe a little bit more of an authority than me. Her name is Shelby, and she actually has a website that's called My Year with the Mouse. We'll talk about Disneyland today. So Shelby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
So I know that you have this interesting idea, My Year with the Mouse. I'm curious, how did you get started with that idea? I mean, it's a clever idea. How did that come about?
We live near Disneyland. We live about 3 miles away, which is, you know, pretty much a dream come true, because who doesn't want to live near Disneyland, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And I look out my kitchen window at night and see the fireworks, which is cool.
Awesome.
Yes, exactly. So we've had annual passes, and I was actually a cast member at Downtown Disney for a couple of years.
Awesome, okay.
And we have our son who will be turning 3 in December, and at age 3, we have to pay for an annual pass for him. And so we were thinking, well, you know, maybe it's time to cut back the expense. You know, it's sort of a luxury for us. So we thought last December, well, this is going to be our last year for annual passes. And I was thinking, you know, there are all these things at Disneyland that I've never done. I've never ridden the Main Street vehicles. There are shows I've never seen, because most of the time I've really just focused on going to my favorite attractions. You know,
mm-hmm.
You go in, I know that I love Space Mountain, so I go and I want to ride the roller coaster, and then I go to Pirates of the Caribbean and, you know, sort of do that whole thing. And I thought, you know, with 1 year left, I am going to do everything there is to do at Disneyland this year. And that's how My Year with the Mouse started. I thought I would blog about it. And starting in January, I am on a roll to do everything there is to do.
That's awesome. I mean, as a Disney World guest, regular visitor, I was a cast member for a year myself, so I will do that secret cast member handshake later.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the whistle. Don't forget the whistle.
Yeah, can't forget the whistle. We don't usually talk about that, though, do we?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Sorry, podcasters.
I can totally appreciate it. I know that Disney World is on the whole is probably bigger, but you know it's amazing. but it's amazing how many things you don't see. I mean, I lived there for 5 years. I was in the parks all the time. I still go regularly, and there's still things I've never seen. And yeah. It amazes me that happens. I mean,
yeah, I was actually really surprised once I started counting and looking around. I thought, wow, this is going to take all year. Because at first I was thinking, oh, I'm going to blow through this in a couple of months. No, it's I'm a little worried that I'm going to run out of year before I run out of Disneyland.
Yeah, so. It really speaks to how Disney, on the whole, really kind of captures all of the imagination. It's more than just, you know, theme park. It's more than just rides and attractions. It's more than just shows. It's everything.
It is everything, and everything is so detailed. It's just Disney takes care of it down to the no piece of popcorn on the ground level, that once you really start to look at it and you see really that there's so much to offer.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really makes it really compelling, is that there's always something to offer. Anytime you go in, it's just fun, because you can think of something new to do. It's like, oh, let's go do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And Disney has a tendency to change things once in a while, too, which kind of makes it interesting because you may have seen something, and the next time you go back, it's a little different, and you're like, wait.
Right.
I discovered that at Disney World when I was there recently, and I walked over, and somebody said something about the Pirates League. I'm like, Pirates League? What's that? And I didn't realize that they had kind of rethemed the whole Pirates area to be the Pirates League. It just didn't occur to me, and I saw the sign, and it didn't click for some reason.
Right, and you sort of get in the mindset, well, I've done this, you know, fill in the blank once, so I've seen it. And, you know, meanwhile, it's changed, and you don't realize it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's really what I love about it. So do you love going? I mean, do you really love going?
You know, I do, and it's actually kind of funny because this is something I've been thinking a lot about this year. So I started trying to do all the rides, and then sort of as the year came along, I realized that what I was really doing is I'm really trying to find Disneyland magic. Like, what is it that makes Disneyland so amazing that makes me want to go every day? I don't go every day, but it makes me want to, no matter how many times I've been. Every time I round the corner of Town Square and see the castle, it takes my breath away. Every time I see the fireworks show that I can see from my kitchen window, it takes my breath away. Mm-hmm. What exactly is it about Disneyland magic that makes people want to do that? And so, yeah, I do look forward to going to the park every time I go, and I enjoy it every single time I'm there.
Yeah, it's incredible, and I feel the same way. Every time I go through the, especially the Magic Kingdom for me at Disney World is a special one for me. It's the same kind of a thing. I walk onto Main Street, I go underneath the train station there, and it's the same feeling. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah, I'm here. Look at this.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's really amazing.
It's such an amazing feeling that you could do it hundreds of times and still feel that way.
And it really is. And that was kind of one of the other questions I wanted to get to. I mean, how is it that you and I, we could go hundreds of times, and yet we've still missed stuff, and we still feel that experience? You know, it's incredible to me.
It is. It's really interesting. I think it's a sort of an interesting kind of testament to human nature and getting into habits. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really look up as I'm walking down Main Street. I did a post called Looking Up, strangely enough. And basically, I just walked around taking pictures of the windows above the building on Main Street. And I was really surprised what I saw up there. They're very clever. And they're all names of either Walt Disney's employees or cast members or his really close friends throughout his career. And it's really just sort of really amazing. One of them's a dentist. One of them makes bikes. You know, it's just kind of funny.
It is. And they do the same thing at Disney World. And it really is remarkable when you look at it. And you spend the time to think about who these people were and what relationship they had with Disney.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could devote a whole blog to the windows of Disneyland and tracking down the, you know, who these people are and why they're up there and what exciting careers they've had.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing. And, you know, for me, one of the other things that really captures my imagination is the cast members. They have a certain, I don't know, a certain feeling about them, right? They're all cut from the same cloth in a sense. Uh-huh. They're just very personable and they're outgoing and they have a certain, you know, strong feeling for Disney. That really makes the magic that much more special.
Absolutely. I am just a huge fan of the cast members. I think you could have the best singing in the world, and if you have a bored cast member, then it just ruins the whole experience. So the cast members work so hard. And let's be real, they don't make a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And you know, they're hot too. If you think you're hot, try wearing a polyester pantsuit all day.
Yeah.
You know, wear the Haunted Mansion cloak and then complain, you know.
No,
but
I hear
they
you.
Do it. They do it every day. They do it. They're friendly. They've got smiles on their faces. They love being there, and they transmit that love to the guests. And I think that's a really big part of it.
No, I agree with you, because that's one of the things that I always find, and I always try to, you know, make a point of calling that out to my kids, too, to make sure that they see that. You know, that they're aware of part of the reason it's so exciting. And we always stop and talk to people because it's fun.
Right. And everybody has a really interesting story to tell.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, I love the fact, you know, especially for my kids, they like to pin trade, right? So we walk up to these cast members, and they will stop whatever they are doing, unless it's a safety item. And they'll talk to my kids and get down on one knee and show them the lanyard and, you know, let them pick a pin. And if they don't want one, that's okay.
Right.
And they'll ask them questions. Where are you from? What kind of pins are you collecting? Whatever. But it's very personal.
It is. From every cast member as well. It's not just this is a one-star show kind of thing. It's really all of them. And I've actually as I'm going now, I've started to have a deeper appreciation of the cast members, and I've actually started to stop by City Hall on my way out and praise specific cast members who've really made the magic for me. Because I know, as a former Downtown Disney cast member, it can be pretty tough sometimes. And, you know, when people remember the negatives and they do complain, and it's hard to get just negative feedback, but it's really nice to get that positive feedback and to say, you know, Vern, the train conductor, he really, really made my day today, and I'm really glad that I, you know, got to be on his train today, and I wanted to let you know that.
And that's a great great compliment you pay them. And, you know, as a former cast member, I'll say thank you, you know, just because I appreciate that.
Right.
And I try to do the same thing. I always make a point of, you know, like trying to stop by and say something nice about somebody in particular. And I'll also call them out on my podcast if I happen to see someone, you know, just giving them a little props if I can.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Just because, you know, those people, like you say, you don't make much money doing that job, but there's something special about doing the job that was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I tell people, they look at me very quizzically when I say, it's the most fun job I've ever had in spite of the hours and the pay.
Right.
And they're exactly. Like, what? How's that possible?
Exactly.
It's always kind of fun.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite attractions at Disneyland?
My favorite attractions? I'd have to say Space Mountain. Space Mountain has always been my favorite since I was actually tall enough to ride it.
Awesome. Okay.
And I really like the new Star Tours, The Adventures Continues. They opened that in June, and that's just an amazing, amazing experience. Have you been on it?
I have not yet. I got there the week before it opened in Florida, and I was like, ah.
It's wonderful. It's really great. And I actually was not a huge fan of the other Star Tours. It made me a little bit sick. I'm prone to motion sickness. So I was a little concerned about the new one, and it's in 3D, and I thought, wow, is that just going to be kind of gimmicky? You know, you never know. But I went on it, and it's just remarkable and worth it. And you feel a lot less motion sick than you did before. So it's really a great ride. So I think those are probably my two thrill rides.
Okay.
Of the non-thrill rides, I would have to say my favorite is probably the Jungle Cruise. I love the interaction with the shippers. They're so funny, and they throw up the jokes, and they change it up every time, and it's just a really fun experience. I really like the Jungle Cruise.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the Jungle Cruise. It's like one of my favorite rides all around anyway. Same reasons. Just, you know, that interaction with those skippers is just funny.
Yeah, I've always said that if I could have one job at Disneyland, I'd want to be a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Yeah, good plan. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you've got this blog going on for a year, and the my year with the mouse. What do you plan to do after the year is up? Have you given any thought to it yet?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I've sort of gotten an addiction now, and I don't know if this can be my last year. I think we may have to be saving our pennies now. I would like to go over and do a lot in Disney's California Adventure, which I call, I have little names for things. So I call California Adventure, I call that the Mouse Next Door. I actually call Disney World, I call it the Mouse In-Law.
Okay.
It's sort of like, you know, sort of like your parents, but you love them too. It's the Mouse In-Law.
Gotcha. That's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would like to do, I'd like to go over and do California Adventure. They have a new land opening in the summer of 2012, next year, called Cars Land.
Okay.
And that's going to be really amazing. It's all sort of based around the movie Cars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be one, you know, really e-ticket ride based on the test track technology from Epcot.
Yep.
Using the similar technology to you know, ride the racetrack. Then it's got some different attractions and entertainment food in there. And it's just watching the construction. It's just really amazing to watch them build entire mountains from scratch. It's just really remarkable, and I think that's going to be really great. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and that, you know, you bring up a great point. Watching them build is just, it's a remarkable thing. I mean, I've watched them build Disney World. I went to Disney World first when I was 5 years old. And so, you know, kind of watching them build everything out over the years has just been incredible. And seeing the Fantasyland expansion there has just been like, wow, where did that come from? You know?
Yeah.
That was all just back lot before. It was just trees and scrubs and, you know, things like that.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's remarkable the construction that goes on there and the things that they can do.
Right, right.
Creating that magic.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're obviously a fan. I understand you're going to be going on a cruise next.
Yes, next week, actually. Oh, don't rob my house. We have a house sitter coming over.
Okay, no problem. I got you covered there.
Okay.
I'll have Mickey keep an eye on it for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're going on the Disney cruise, and we're cruising from Vancouver to Los Angeles, which is convenient because then we only need to fly one way, and then we can get picked up right here in the port.
Nice.
And, yes, it's going to be five nights, and we really can't wait. I think it'll be a nice a nice break. Even though I've spent the year going to Disneyland, it's going to be a nice break from Disneyland to go on a Disney cruise.
But there you go. I mean, you know, that's really it. It's Disney puts on such a good show. It doesn't matter.
Yes, you know. Exactly. And it's wonderful because we can take our son. He's a little over 2.5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can take him. We know they have a little nursery for him for a couple of hours. And, you know, he'll have a good time. We know we'll have a good time. We don't have to worry about disturbing other guests because he's little, because everybody else has little kids too. You know, we know that Mickey's going to be wandering around. But it's just going to be a really fun time. And I think that's the nice thing about Disney too, is they offer such a variety of types of entertainment. If you know, you can take the Disney cruise, or you can visit either one of the Disney parks in the U.S., or you can go to Europe and visit, you know, Disneyland Paris or Tokyo. And it's all these just completely different experiences, but they all share the same Disney magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really wonderful.
And that is really the amazing part. Have you been to any of the other parks besides that?
I have been to the Mouse in Law.
Okay.
I have. We actually went this February. We went, basically our sole reason for going was to get my son Theo his first haircut.
Oh, very cool. Yep.
We don't have that here in Disneyland.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
No, we don't. We don't have a barbershop, which is unfortunate. And so when I heard that at the Mouse in Law you can get little free first haircut mouse ears if you go and get your first haircut there, I was like, okay, well, we're going to go to Florida.
We have a little vacation planned.
My friends were like, are you crazy? And I'm like, well, yeah, obviously.
If you're going to do this, of course you are.
Exactly.
But that's okay. It's a good crazy.
So his hair got a little long and shaggy by the time we made it, but it was a really, really special experience. And, you know, we had a great trip, and it's definitely something I won't forget.
No, and I hear you. Both of my kids had their first haircut at Disney World as well. And
yeah, it was so awesome.
It really was awesome. The way they do everything, and they do it up so big. And
yeah.
The little glitter and the, you know, the whole experience, it was so much fun for them.
Yeah, it really was.
So,
yeah.
I, you know, I'm glad I did that too. I feel the same way. I was like, it was well worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm very cool. Haven't been out of the country to any of the other parks so far.
In an interesting story, I have been to the outside of Disneyland Paris.
Okay.
This was right after college. I was backpacking around Europe with a couple friends of mine, and we had planned to go there and stay the night and visit the park, but we ended up, there was no availability at the hotels out there,
so
we ended up having to stay in a youth hostel back in Paris, and Disneyland Paris is actually a ways out. You have to take the train out to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little ways out there, and we ended up not having time to go to the park itself, so we just sort of did the downtown Disney area, and that was fun. I do intend to go back, though. I would like to visit all of the Disney parks just as a part of a round trip tour kind of thing.
And that seems to be getting harder and harder all the time.
Yeah.
We open another park. Wait, another one?
Yeah, exactly. And then they're working on the Shanghai Disney.
Right.
As well. So
that just totally blows me away how much they're doing and how big they've become in that sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, you could always have the Disney experience without a theme park by going to Hawaii and going to Aulani, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So it really becomes much broader than just theme parks anymore, which is
scary
in a good way.
It is, and then the nice thing, too, is you always know you're going to have a good time. It's never a risk.
No, you're right.
It may be a little bit on the pricey side, but, you know, you are going to have a good time. You're not going to get ripped off. You know, you're going to go, your family's going to be taken care of, you know, your kids are going to have a good time.
That's true.
It's great. I love Disney.
Yeah, you know, I took a trip to Disneyland that I'll share on a future podcast with my listeners, but just briefly, you know, the deal was I went there with a friend, and we went, and we had a great time, and we talked about actually leaving Disneyland Paris and going to Paris.
Right.
And the experience was just so good at Disneyland Paris that we didn't actually wind up going to Paris at any point. And it was like, you know, scratching my head now going, why didn't we go to Paris exactly? But we were having so much fun.
Right.
You know, that's what it came down to. It was a known quantity. We knew exactly what we were doing, and we were having a blast.
Right. And we do like to be adventurous as well. We do quite a bit of travel. We took Theo to Europe when he was 11 months old.
Wow.
To England and Germany. And so we do, you know, a fair amount of our explorer traveling, and we lived in Germany for 6 months. We're going up to Canada for a couple of days before the cruise and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's nice to have just the different options. It's nice to be adventurous when you want to be, and it's nice to, you know, have that guaranteed good time when you want that too.
No, exactly. It really does make a difference.
Yeah, definitely.
So I understand one of the things that you don't really talk about in your blog is food, because the food options at Disney tend to be a little pricey.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
It's, It can be prohibitive.
I thought, if I'm going to eat my way through Disneyland, this is going to cost us a fortune. So I do like snacks.
Okay, that's fair.
I do like the snacks. I'm a really, really big fan of the churros. I love the churros. If you read my blog, I talk about the churros all the time.
Yeah, I hear you.
I will admit, I was a little disappointed with the churros at the Mouse and Moi.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, the ones at Disneyland, they have the churro cart, and they actually have a little heater. And you know those little conveyor belt toasters?
Yep.
Where you stick your toast on top and it comes out on the bottom and you hope it's not on fire or whatever?
Yeah.
right. You never know. Somebody cranks it up and you're like, oh, great, we've got to start again. But, so they have a special churro conveyor belt heater. And so they have the frozen churros and they stick it right in the heater and it goes through and it heats it all up and gets nice and crispy. And then they dip it in the cinnamon and sugar right there and they hand it to you so it's all hot and chewy and that kind of thing. And so those are the ones that I love. And then at the Mouse and Moi, they're sort of preheated and pre-dipped and then they just hand you one, and was not quite the same Disney magic as the Disneyland churros.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I've had the ones at Disney at the Mouse and Moi, and I found them to be okay. They were good enough, but
yeah.
I see your point.
Well, when you come out here, and everybody should, you'll have to have a churro, churro on me. That's what I
say. Good plan.
I'll buy you a churro.
Gee, thanks. Churros for everyone.
Exactly. It's like Oprah. Woohoo! Everybody gets a churro.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines when you go into the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor over at the Mouse and Moi here, and you got the sign comes up, this guy's buying everybody churros.
Awesome. And that's something we don't have that effect in our Monsters, Inc. So.
Oh, that's too bad. That's missed.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very cool. I mean, Disney is just a remarkable place, and I'm glad to hear that there's that same level of enthusiasm for Disneyland. I knew that it existed. I had no doubt about it because I've talked to other people who do both.
Right.
But it's just nice to hear somebody who really has the perspective on Disneyland, and you have your finger on the pulse, if you will, or whatever, because you're there all the time. It's really cool to hear that enthusiasm from someone.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
It's just a lot of fun, and it's actually been a lot of fun blogging about it. When I started the blog, I kind of figured, a couple of my friends and my parents would read it. And it's been a surprise how many people have come and really enjoy it and subscribe to it and want to read it every day and want to read what I have to say. So it's fun. It's a lot of people have said that they're living the Disney magic through me. And it's an honor, actually, because it's hard for a lot of families to make a trip like this to Disneyland or to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able, and even with the podcast as well, it's nice to be able to share that with others if you do have the privilege of living by or being able to go more frequently.
Oh, exactly. And you have the voice. You found your voice. You found your ability to kind of communicate it in some way, right? So it's through you. It's somebody else is seeing it through your eyes, and they're enjoying reading about it, or they're enjoying listening to the podcast because they want to hear about it. And it's really kind of cool to be able to do that, to find that voice and give someone that little sense of what it's like to be there.
It's great. It's really good.
Because I did the same thing when I started this podcast. I was like, I just feel like doing a podcast. And I started doing it, and it was like, oh, my God, people are listening to it. This is great. I'm so happy.
Exactly. So you're like, wow, okay.
Well, I don't mind doing this at all. And actually, I never mind talking about Disney. It's never a problem for me. People will stop me. They know I was a cast member, and they know I know the parks. And hey, I got a question for you. Hey, we can talk for half an hour. No problem.
Well, people just stop me. Okay, Shelf, we got it. Disneyland. Okay, we're good.
Exactly. I had a guy from I work with somebody who lives in Phoenix, and he calls me and he goes, I'm coming to Disney World. What should I do when I'm there? I'm like, okay, back up a second. It's such an open-ended question.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's funny how
and
that
I
works.
I even had one reader email me, and she said that she, thanks to my blog and one of the podcasts she listens to, she convinced her husband to take their next trip to Disneyland.
That's awesome.
By forcing him to read my blog. And I thought, well, that's a compliment.
That's definitely a compliment. I think that's very cool. The opportunity to kind of, take that on and, just help people a little bit, give them a little bit of that sense of the magic,
And it's fun. It's just sharing the fun.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're having fun doing it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very fun.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. So I'm glad to hear that, and people get into it and enjoy it. You ever run into anybody at the parks who you talk to and you realize, you want to, maybe they know about you or you want to kind of comment on something they did? You ever have that experience where it feels like, somebody goes, hey, I know who you are?
Every once in a while. Actually, I am active on a couple of the Disney fan boards.
Okay.
So that's a lot of fun, and you sort of become, acquainted with people online through their screen name, and then you sort of run into them every once in a while in the park, and it's like, oh, hey, oh, yeah, hey.
That's cool.
Actually, just this past Sunday, I went to Disneyland. I wanted to see the flag retreat ceremony for September 11th.
Oh, very nice.
It was really, really moving, and I did take a video and I put it up on my blog.
It was
so moving, and they held a moment of silence throughout the whole park. They stopped all of the attractions, and they did, you know, the flag ceremony, which is I think Nelson Law is the same. We have the flag at the town square, and then you can see it all the way down Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same?
Yep, same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and so people, they had made several announcements beforehand, and people had actually lined up down Main Street all the way back to the castle
to
watch the flag retreat. And it really felt like an honor to be there.
That's cool.
At the time, they had the Marine Band. And so as I was waiting there, sort of staking out my little spot, like you do at Disney.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Sort of grab your little area. I was chatting with the guy next to me, and he's, oh, yeah, I know you from Mice Chat. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's so great. So we got to chat about that. It was, you know, really fun to meet him. And then we got to share pictures when we both got home. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. It's fun. It's always kind of a surprise. I mean, there's so many, you know, thousands and thousands of people at Disneyland, and they're like, oh, are you with My Ears and Mouse? Like, yeah, that's me.
It's funny how that works. I mean, I did a little quick video introduction of myself standing on Main Street. And there was these two girls standing next to me, and they like stopped and looked at me for a second. They were considering it. And then they came over and talked to me, and they're like, "Oh, I heard your podcast." I'm like, "Hey, cool." You know,
I feel like a celebrity, a minor celebrity.
I'm a very minor celebrity in a very minor microcosm of everybody.
Exactly.
It was just, you know, that moment in time when I was like, "Hey, okay, I'm infamous."
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is kind of cool just to have that moment when you feel like, you know, somebody actually knows who you are.
Yeah.
At least you can connect in some way.
Yeah. Yeah,
very cool. Definitely. So very fun talking to you, Shelby. I appreciate you taking some time and talking to me.
Oh, thanks for letting me talk to you on your Mouse and Law blog or your Mouse and Law podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Hope all of your diehard Disney World readers will consider a trip over to my coast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's...
I'll buy you a churro if you come on over.
I definitely have an intention of going there at some point again.
Excellent, you know, excellent.
Since it's been like 40 years. But, you know, it'll happen at some point. It's just a question of, you know, when at this point.
Right, of course.
You know, it's always about, you know, how do I spend my money and where do I go? And, you know,
it's always a balancing act.
So. Exactly. And, you know, for me, a trip to Disney World is easy because I live in South Florida, and it's just, you know, it's a 3-hour drive, but it's really not that big a deal.
Right.
You know, there's no traffic. You just go, right?
Right, right.
And there's so many hotels, it's really never a problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not like your trip to Disneyland Paris. So.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Very cool. So thanks for joining me. Your blog is My Year with the Mouse.
.com.
And you can go check it out. And I highly encourage people to check it out. Shelby has a great sense of humor, so it's a lot of fun to read through that and you know, see what she's thinking about. And I think one of your comments was, don't expect this to be organized. So
no, not organized.
And that I truly appreciate and respect, because it's just, you know, it's sort of a stream of consciousness, which is great.
Yeah.
That makes it more fun in a way, because it's just sort of like what you're thinking at that moment.
Right.
It's like the original social media idea, right?
Exactly.
You're just sharing on the social site.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
And that is my podcast for this week. Thanks very much for tuning in. Remember, if you can dream it, you can do it. Bye now.
From all of us, thanks for taking a listen to the podcast today. If you're standing, please hold onto the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the show stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your personal belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand. As this concludes our journey, we hope that you enjoyed the show and that you drive home safely. Our thanks go to Doug at geekacres.net for his contributions to the show, and also to Craig for the original music you hear on the show. You can find Craig's music over at reverbnation.com/soundA. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the show, please feel free to contact Dave at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Show notes and links to other great content on the web can be found at disneypodcast.net. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a podcaster will follow you home.